Good morning. Putting that is Kirk Franklin and God's Property and More Than I Compare. He said, I've been through the fire. I've been through the flood. I've been broken into pieces, seen lightning flash from above. But through it all, I remember that he loves me and he cares. And he'll never put more on me than I can bear. Let me repeat that again. See, I've been through the fire. I've been through the flood. I've been broken into pieces, seen lightning flash from above. But through it all, I remember that he loves me and he cares. And he'll never put more on me than I can bear. Not to sound like a broken horse, but I've been dragged through the mud. I've been broken, betrayal, not by strangers, by family, by loved ones. I done been through the flood. I was broken. I seen lightning flash from above. But through it all, I knew that somebody loved me and cared. And I knew that whoever was up there in that sky or the great beyond, they didn't put something on me that I couldn't bear. See, your trials and tribulations, as my mother would say, builds you. makes you strong and prepares you for what's coming up down the line. I remember back in the day, I would pray, God, you know, protect me from my enemies, and God, watch over me, and God, you know, keep me safe. My mother said, you can't stop what's going to come. And started laughing. I said, what? She said, you can't stop what's going to come. She said, you just pray for strength to endure whatever's coming. Pray that you can stand and face it. I said, I know she lying, but I ain't lying. One day I was in February. I came to see my daughter. It was the day after Valentine's Day. I had a horrible Valentine's Day. Let me tell you that year. Right, it's going on 2 years. I had a horrible Valentine's Day. I was dating. I went back to my ex-husband, which is the worst in the world. But, you know, you live and learn. Gotta learn. Gotta learn. So I just assumed that we can, you know, build something. But I was sadly mistaken. Anyway, when you know better, you do better. So anyway, that next day I went over to my daughter's house. And shit was off. Shit was off. And right when I walk in, her husband, he was standing there. And he said, what's the matter? I said, something's wrong. I said, something is not fucking right. Something's wrong. I said, and I just started praying. I said, God, whatever it is, give me the strength to endure. Give me the strength to stand 10 toes deep. Whatever it is, because I knew something was off. It wasn't even 20 minutes. My brother-in-law called and said, he dead. He's like, he a lying dead. I hung up. See, for all those that don't know me, let me reintroduce myself, right? I don't know how to deal with death. And for all of y'all that think that I know how to deal with it, shoot yourself right now. I lost 15 fucking people in 1 year. Don't come to me thinking that, oh, if I bail, you could deal with it. No, I can't. My first thing is to hang up and go and regroup myself. Don't think that I'm supposed to be on the phone with you saying, oh my God, let's pray together. No, that's not me. I have to go in my own corner and deal with death. Don't come and explain it to me. Don't tell me about a therapist. Don't tell me about it. Shut up, because this is my coping mechanism. It works for me, because if it's someone that is in my family, that means that I got to regroup myself. And I don't know if y'all know my family, but them motherfuckers will shut down on you. So somebody has to stand up to make sure this shit goes according to its plan. We're the Slocums. We will find other shit to do and argue and fight with each other. And if there's no calm head, then we'll fuck up. We had to do it with my mother. We had to do it with my pops. We had to do it with all of that. So I have to, it's just now, it's a mechanism. I have to go in, recalibrate, deal with, and help these motherfuckers along the way. And then later on, I have to mourn. So don't come at me thinking that how you deal with death is how you deal with death. I have to deal with it my own way. So for all of y'all, it's like, oh, she got to shut up. Kill yourself today. Not playing. Not playing. So I hung up on my brother-in-law. I hung up on him. My first thing was the kids. Oh my God, the kids. Because this was my husband. We raised children. So I called my son. I called my daughter. I called my baby daughter, Shaba. Then I had to deal with the one that I'm in her house. Now, he had texted her Thursday on Valentine's Day. He said, baby girl, we're going to hang out Saturday. I want to, you know, hang out with you and see what's going on, because my daughter said she was getting married. She wasn't married then. Said she was getting married. So he said, baby girl, I want to meet him and I want to talk to you. That was Thursday. Craig died Friday because they was going to meet up Saturday. That's a hard pill to swallow. You just got finished talking to him. Now you wake up, he's dead. He wasn't sick. See, that's the part. He wasn't sick. He wasn't hurt. He wasn't none of that. He was just talking to me. And now all of a sudden, he dropped dead in the parking lot. What the fuck? Of a heart attack. It's a different vibe. See, when you're sick and we know you're dying, we've already made peace with that. That's a different kind of death. But when you just drop dead, the fuck? Right? That's a different death. You not you got to mourn differently. You got to deal with this differently. So now I got to go in here and tell her that meeting is not going to ever take place because he died. So I've been through the fire. I've been through the flood. I've been broke. Best friends, fucking dogs. These are my people. I walk out of room and forget something and walk back and I'm fucking dragged. These are people I help with money. These are motherfuckers I help to whatever they needed. If I came up to New York, yo, ma, I got you. I would hustle and do whatever. I got you. Listen, to have a dude that you're laying with, that you are intimate with, that you feel got your back, is running around telling people you a hoe. Fuck you. You don't even want to be bothered. But then when you walk on the scene, oh, I love her. Sleeping with the fucking enemy. So I've been there. I've been there. And to find out how people really feel about you. Seeing texts and screenshots of shit. And here these people, spiritually, they your fucking friends. They your dogs. Oh my God, I got your back. And them motherfuckers will bury you. So I've been broken into pieces. To go through a spiritual journey and have people treat you like you a nigga. Have folks talk about you. Let me tell y'all something. I've lost friends. I lost a friend that her husband blew her brains out. I've lost friends that committed suicide. I watched people die from drugs, from AIDS. Man, I'll never forget. God bless the dead. Terry. Right? Baby James. And we was walking. And we, oh man. And he was gay. He's a transsexual. Oh man. Terry would have me dying. Him, Erica, Harold. All of them. I led a beautiful life. And to have people sit and say, gay people are wrong, they're an abomination. Who the fuck are you? And, but in front of your face or around your family members that are gay, oh my God, I love you. I've seen a bitch that I watched grow up from the age of 12 sit and try to drag me to my kids. And I never dragged her. I've seen people turn on me and I still haven't spilled their fucking tea. So I understand this song. I understand this song. What's amazing is I don't post some of the shit that, you know, I do. Part of me feel like it's bragging. Other part is like, oh, do people really want to see that? You know, some real, I'm letting you know. I've been friends with a lot of people. My daughter and all of them, said, Ma, you need to post this. Oh my God, you know this person, you need to post this. I'm good. Stuff that happens, you know, where they go. I had a god sister, she said, listen, if I wasn't with you, I would not believe this shit. And just being real in life. But you know, the sad part is when people walk around you and they think you don't know shit. But what really fucking hurts me, this is the part that hurts me. And I'm being so real today for some strange reason. I don't know why. Maybe it's the cause for it. And to reach someone. I'm not Spanish. I'm black as hell. My great grandfather and them came from Haiti. I'm black. Black as fucking hell, right? The part that hurts me is that when other people that are Spanish see me, they automatically think I'm some dumb fucking nigga. That's the part that hurts. Instead of asking or inquiring. They already come with, you don't know nothing. I've witnessed that 2 times already. One just recently. I witnessed that. Nobody didn't ask. Hey, Ifa Bay, first of all, the name. But okay, because I'm black, I'm supposed to have an African name. Spanish people, let me, you're black too. Let me first put that out there. Secondly, I don't automatically think your name is Rosita or Juan. I don't. All I said, hey, baby, what's your name? That's it. It might be Michelle. It could be Betsy. I don't know. But I'm not going to automatically just assume they black. That's supposed to be their name. What the fuck? What kind of racism is that? Seriously, this just happened. Like, I'm not lying. This just happened. And then I'm crowned. I'm really crowned. I really went through the ceremony. I speak no Spanish. I don't. If I'm going to learn any language, the first language I'm going to learn is of my ancestors, and that's Creole. That's what I'm going to learn. If I'm going to learn anything, listen, I keep on telling y'all folks, for real, stop putting y'all heritage and y'all fucking lineage to the ground and learning other people's shit. No, fuck that. I'm going to stand in mine. I didn't go over there to Haiti to see where we originated from just to come back and be like, oh, well, I think I'm going to speak Spanish. No, fuck that. I'm going to learn Creole first. That's how that's going to be. Right? So anyway, this person was like, oh, yeah, so, you know, I don't know what your role is. So I'm sitting there looking like, wow, the fuck? Then it's the sad part is when people look high, right, or sit high and look low. And this is the people that I know that really don't follow me, or even if they follow me, they don't pay attention. Oh, you have to know what you're doing. You have to know. I done put up pictures so many fucking times. I was a caseworker for 8 fucking years. When my mother died, I said, I'm done. And I left. I said, I'm done. I was a caseworker for 8 fucking years. Because I'm on social media. My vernacular must be great. I must use big fucking words, plethora and all of that. No, I'm supposed to tell you about my past. I'm supposed to put words in where they belong. And I'm supposed to act like, no, this is fucking Facebook. I'd rather get down with the people and talk and be accordingly the way I am. When I'm in a environment where I need to be, where I need to let you know who the fuck I am, I will. But if I'm not that environment and I'm home on a Facebook Live and I'm just talking from my kitchen, I'm going to act accordingly like I am relaxed. Now, if I'm in an office setting and I'm going here to do a service, guess what I'm going to act like? But for now, I'd rather reach people and being just down to earth, being me. You know, even when I was service families, housing specialist, all that fucking thing, advocate, I was all that. But see, no one asks because what they see is how they place you. But I got jewel in all of them. Where it was so amazing because Yvonne, which was my coworker back in the day when we were all caseworkers, her son was like, man, I remember those days. We would come through and, yo, all our families, we helped. All of them. Y'all want to say we the pit bull of spirituality? We was the fucking pit bulls. We were no holds barred, unfucking forgiving. Give our families what they want and what they need. And we didn't just chop them off once they got the service. We made sure we kept up to date. Hey, what's going on? Y'all need something? What's going on? I've serviced more goddamn families than the Lord allowed. But unfortunately, people see me and think that I don't know nothing because of my blackness. Because niggers are supposed to be dumb. And it's sad. Even when I was a Yahweh, Spanish people would look at me and be like, why she can't our religion? Who told her? And then they start talking in Spanish. And I'd be sitting there like, wow. My friend Ozzy, God bless the dead, came all the way from Atlanta to New York. Because that's when I had the sidekick. right? That's how I remember. That's how long ago it was. I had the sidekick. And I was standing there. And he said, wait, put your phone about these people? Because they was in the Botanica. I used to work. They was in there talking Spanish. Unfortunately, I didn't know what the fuck they were saying because I don't speak Spanish. So they was calling me the dog. And they were saying that I don't know shit. And that they can't wait until I get the fuck out of there. And they was going to try to set me up. But this was in Spanish. So Ozzy came. 2 days later, Ozzy came. He walked in, a little short, fucking forced to be working with. He came, he asked them, you know, there was there any readers or anything. Now, I'm in the back putting up candles. I didn't even know the motherfucker was coming. I'm in the back putting up candles. And he said, is there a reader or something here? Like, I need help. Then he started talking in Spanish. So they was telling him that Amy would be there. He said, that's the only reader? Like, okay, but who's here now? And they were like, oh, it's nobody here. He said, there's no one here. There's no other reader here. There's, you know, this is, we have to wait for Amy. Well, what's so special about her? Now, mind you, they all talking in Spanish. That's why I never came up to the front. Because I don't speak Spanish. Not my business. So then I heard him say, then he started talking in English. So there is no reader in this facility right now. So I turned, I said, that sounds like Ozzy. So I come up in the front and I said, oh shit, Ozzy. So they're talking, and he turned around. He said, yes, this is my sister. She's not a fucking dog. She's not a fake reader. She knows what she's doing. Y'all bitches need to die. Like, then he started going in Spanish. He said, come downstairs. He said, fuck these hoes. I was shocked. Because every day, hi, how you doing? Oh, my God. You know, I'm going to tell people we have a reader here. But in Spanish, they was dogging me the fuck out. So like I said, I've been through the fire. I've been through the flood. I've been broken to pieces. I seen lightning flash from above. But through it all, I remember that they love me and they care. And they never put more on me than I can bear. See, I don't know how to fold. Every day for 6 years I worked there. And you know what people used to say? Oh my God, they don't like you. Why are you there? Ain't nobody coming in front of my fucking money. And fuck them. I make them more madder when I show up. Every day, them bitches would pray that I wouldn't be there. And every day for 6 years, I would show up. Every day. That pissed them off. And then I got my own. Do you know just recently, hey, Ifa, you know, if you ever want to come back, my store is online. I don't need to come back. So I'm going to come back to giving you half my money and doing the shit that you want so you can learn all my secrets because y'all don't have a real sendero there. Nah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Nah. You know, if I know someone that's new that might want to go through it, I send them. But God bless you. I'm not. No. But, yeah. So, I've been there. But it's just, it still stings a little bit. But I laugh because I know Spanish people that love people. Color and your status or whatever, they don't judge you. Hey, my brother, my sister, what's going on? And they will let you know when people start talking Spanish and they know you don't speak it, they be like, yo, that's disrespectful. Yo, they standing here, talk English. You know what I'm saying? So I love that about them. I love the fact that ASEAN would put people on fucking notice. But you will have people that still will talk English to you and not know who the fuck you are and talk to you like you are a piece of shit. And you'll be sitting there saying, wow, wow, how quick can you judge me and you don't even know me? You don't even know what the fuck I bring to the block. For real? A lady told me, not just recently, she said, you know the reason why we love you? And I said, no, because it's days I don't even like myself. Let's be honest. She said, no. She said, because you don't judge. And you meet us where we are. I wanted to cry. My father said, it's not where you stand with men of integrity. It's where you sit. And do you sit amongst the people? And I do. I do. Because I'm those people. I'm no better, no greater than no fucking body else at all. When I sit in misa, and if my egos are not recognized and everybody speaking Spanish, I'd be quiet. For real. Not no lie. I've never in my life been to a Misa where they recognize African black people. I've never been to one. Never. And I've been on this journey for 10 years. 10 years. And I've never gone to a Misa where they recognize black African spirits. Never. And if it is, God bless you. And hopefully I'll be invited to come. But I've always heard Spanish songs and Spanish prayers. I've never heard African spirits or even some down-home gospel sung at a Misa. Hence why I don't go to Misas. And when I do go for my God kids, I just sit there and say, okay. And act like it is all a part of me. But in the background, I hear my mother and them saying, we are never welcome here. One time, I was at a Misa, no lie. And I looked at the door and I saw my mother and all of them standing there saying, we're not welcome here, but we're going to watch over for you. That's sad. That's sad. Because it blatantly lets you know that black people are not welcome here. We take your black dollars. We love your blackness. But we not. And we recognize that your ancestors come from Africa, but they're not welcome here. Let's be honest. It's sad. It's sad. Sad. It is sad. Where all should be welcome. White friend, she's for real. She's like, they don't never say nothing about ours. I'm like, white people did help slaves. So you're not, no, no. God forbid. Niggas and whites are not allowed here. And it's sad, but that's the reality of it. It's the fucking reality of it. And I may get some people that don't want to follow me, and I may lose some people, and God bless you, bye. You shouldn't be in my sight for any fucking way. You shouldn't. Should not. So, let's start changing everything. The narrative. Let's be a community, a village, a people. Everyone should be welcome at the table. Everyone. This is why, on some real, that people leave the Lukumi religion and go to a Sheshe. Because when they have Misas and they have things, it's black. We welcome black people, our black ancestors. It's just sad that the Orisha is there. We already know, it's been proven. They came from Africa, came here. Okay, they stopped off at Cuba. They stopped off in DR. They stopped off in Jamaica. They stopped off everywhere. But the only ones that get acknowledged is that. And I'm like, wow, wow. We got to do better, folks. We got to do fucking better. Because if not, we're going to keep on having the predators come in. We're going to keep on having the frauds and the bullies. Because we're so focused on our set, our group, that we forget to add everyone as a whole so we can listen and hear and help and uplift everyone. So I'm grateful for the fire, the flood, and the broken pieces because it made me who I am. And I thank you all because it was y'all doing that got me here. It was y'all, the fucking community, to break us down, make us feel like shit. But the only thing is, we didn't stay down. You tried to bury us. You ain't know we was motherfucking roses. And we grew. Can't stop it now. So my people, my loves, my villagers, my community, my fellow men, my brothers and sisters, let's change it. 2021 is right around the corner. It's time for us to unify, become one. Become one. Learn each other's differences. Learn. Take a class. Go sign up for Mother's Magic. Get the books. Sign up for mine. Spirituality 102. Find some classes. Learn your history. Connect with people that are other than yourself. Learn about someone from a whole new different background. And then appreciate it. And welcome it. That's what a ruler did. That's what Ifa is. That's what the Orisha did. They had an example. They already left the blueprint for us to follow. How the fuck we throw the map away? I'm tired of walking around blindly. I want to learn of other people. I saw a white girl that's ground Oshun as a Yawo. I saw a Hindu guy that's ground a Legwa. Like, that's beautiful to me. Chinese people speaking Yoruba. What the fuck? I can't even speak English. Learn from other people. It shouldn't just be, oh, well, I'm only going to learn. This lady walked by from my shop. I'll never forget that shit. And I'm standing there like, Ma, you need some help? Only you black. Only Spanish people are spiritual. What the fuck? But ignorance is real. It's real. It's real. It's real. Go enjoy your day. Make the most of everything. Learn something different. Step outside your box. I didn't say add it. Didn't say that. Don't come for me. Oh my God, if I say add hoodoo and voodoo. No. Learn it. Learn how to greet people. Kind of learn the basics of it. I love voodoo. I respect it. I don't have nothing in my house voodoo. Why? I got one path. I don't need to add all that shit on there. Come on. What? How the fuck you the jack of all trades and the master of none? How the fuck does that make sense to me? It doesn't. Oh, you got to be in this. You got to be in this. You got to be in this. Stop. Stop. I don't mind learning it because giving respect to it. But that's not me. How the fuck you go all over the place with the very thing you're initiated or in, you don't even have faith in that because you're busy over here and over here and over here. Matter of fact, Fung Shang Go Kabo see, like, he said it best. I'm the Oba. Why you need all that? Come to me. Okay. My mother, Oshun, matter of fact, Fung Oshun, she said, why you going all over there? Me. I'm the Alpha and Omega. I sit on your head. So people, oh, you need to do this. Oh, you need, no. Oshun, well, you should learn other things. Listen. I love my crown. She told me. She gave me those numbers. She told me, if you're confused or if something's wrong, come see me. Fuck people. Because people will uplift you today and watch you fall tomorrow. No. She's going to always be there. Nah, that's okay. Thank you. I'm not rude. I'm not disrespectful. Thank you. And I keep it moving. That's all. Oh, you should do this. Oh, my spirit said. No. I love my Egun. If you knew my numbers, you knew that Egun is the first. I love them. So if they're not sanctioning it, and then my crown is not sanctioning it, who the fuck are you? No disrespect. But you can't tell people that because everybody want to do that cold card reading and they, oh, my spirit see. Okay, that's all I say. Okay, when you hear me say okay, that should be your first clue. Let me leave this bitch alone. She's not into that. No, but motherfuckers will keep on. Oh, my spirit said you need to do this, 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 and this. Your spirits can tell you all about me, but they can't tell you about your cheating fucking husband, how you are no, you can't spend money, how you not believing in them, how you over here worrying about this shit, how you doing some dirty shit. Your spirits can't tell you that, but they can tell you what I'm doing. For real. For real. Y'all built me. You should have left me blind, dumb, and stupid, but instead, you built me. So, you can call me arrogant. You know, now the new shit is she got her saints. She thinks she better. I don't give a fuck what you're saying. You've been talking about me all this time. Why stop now? Now. But see, now when you see the less of me, you see the best of me. So at the end of the day, it doesn't matter because I'm going to keep continuing blowing the horn, shouting to people, hey, did you know such and such? Hey, y'all should learn each other. That's it. Not reading them. Don't read nobody. Oh, yeah, my spirit. No. So what they do over in your part of the woods? What they do? How, for real? Learning one another. That's how we grow as a community. It's how we grow. No more of this. You can't sit at my table. What the fuck? The Mean Girls Club. Hate y'all fuckers. Anyway, go live your life. Have an amazing time. You throw a misa at black people in it. For real. They supposed to be there. They supposed to be there. Especially if half the fucking room is black. Let's add them there. For real. Seriously. For real. How the fuck mine's not welcome? That's crazy to me. That's crazy. When they told me that shit, I was like, wait. You're fucking right. The fuck? I love y'all all. Hey, December 11th to the 14th. Omaha, Nebraska, at the Kanji Shop with Izzy and all of them. December 5th, Spirituality 102, sign up for classes. 6-week course, Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. You get to chill out with me for an hour and a half, 2 hours. Sometimes it goes over. Rebuilding a lot of stuff. And if anyone hearing this message, if you have been abused, fraudulent services, preyed on. And when I say prey, I mean P-R-E-Y. Mistreated. Bullied. Speak up. You have a voice. You have a voice. Speak up. Excuse me, I don't need you to feel sad or feel scared like you don't have a voice and that the community's going to drag you. Not all of us are deaf. We are listening. We're here. That's what a community does. We're here. We are here. We are here for you. We are here. We are here. So, speak up. We are all listening. We're here. We will help. And the young lady, the Wendy t-shirt lady, she knows what it feels like to be mistreated, abused, right? The ladies. So they stood up and they said, listen, our shirts that we'll sell is $20 plus shipping and handling. And parts of the proceeds will go to those people that have been abused, mistreated. And we'll help them, to, you know, whichever way we can. At least they stood up and they helped. So support. Get a t-shirt. Shut them down. Let's support one another. And let's support these people. And let not their voices fall on concrete. Let's allow them to heal and grow. Okay?